Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Welcome. This is Bull Moves for Real Life, episode 18.
Wow. 18 episodes?
That's crazy. That is. We're excited. Yeah. We're happy we still have listeners. Oh. So, we're hoping there's no static. We've been having issues with our sound here tonight. I think it's... Are you guys hearing static right now? Are you guys okay?
No.
Okay. All right.
My mic is weird, though.
Yeah.
Can
you guys hear me?
I can hear you, Mary Rose. Okay. Kenzie, try again.
testing. Ooh. Is that better?
Chris. Yeah, better.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Okay, so do we want to just real quick start off with the challenge? Because I think we all succeeded in the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Because for our listeners, as a reminder, last week our challenge was to seek out good, authentic friends. And if you already have authentic, good friends, tell your friends that they're good. So we all did that. We had a fun time this weekend, loving each other. And it was really good. Felt the love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good trip.
Lots of laughs.
Oh,
lots of jizzles.
75% of our
words coming out of our mouth were laughter.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Definitely.
The best kind of weekend.
Yeah.
But also, what we did, just to kind of explain.
Oh, yeah.
We
should explain.
In case you didn't listen to the last episode, we went down, or went up to Champagne. Maps aren't my friend. But we went up to Champagne, and we supported our SIUE runners that ran the Champagne Marathon.
Yeah, and it was so fun. We made a whole weekend of it. So Friday, we got to go to the... We stopped in Springfield on the way there. We went to the Diaconate Mass. That was super fun.
It was beautiful.
It's
really cool.
I'd never been to any mass like that, so it was a really cool experience. That was great. We went to Kenzie's sister's that night. Had a great time. Didn't get a lot of sleep, but that's okay. We were excited. And had lots of good food.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We'll feature some of that on our Fun and Fresh, so stay tuned.
It was, literally everywhere we went, we were, Fun and Fresh.
We're like, this is gonna make it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you want to share, the huge jitzel that occurred
over the weekend? Yeah, we'll definitely share a jitzel this week.
Yeah, because we were all jitzeled in so many ways, and, it kind of... I feel like we kind of went through, this... Is it seven
grief.
Stages? Yeah, of grief. Yes. We kind of did. Because we were kind of in denial. We were angry. We were sad. We went through all of the things.
All of them.
Father Rob, if you're listening, we love you.
We do.
We love you dearly.
But we're just a little disappointed.
And we were very jitzled. So we went to the... Previously, let's keep in mind, we saw Father Rob Thursday night, okay? We saw him Thursday. Didn't say a thing to us about... what he was planning on doing the next day. So the next day we see him process in and out of the diaconate mass with all the other priests of the diocese, and we see that he no longer has a beard.
What?
Yeah. And I didn't believe Mary Rose at first because I didn't see Father Rob walk in, and then Mary Rose saw Father Rob go when he was walking back from communion, and she whispers to me and she goes, "His beard is gone." And I was like, "No, it's not." I was like, "You're lying."
I was squinting. I thought, you know what? Maybe my contacts are a little foggy. And I'm misinterpreting this person as our Father Rob. But then I looked a little bit harder and I said, "No, that's our Father Rob." And
that's our Father
he is not the same.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about it.
I was very thrown off. And then I saw him when he was walking out of the mass. And I said, "Kenzie, that is not our Father Rob. That is not."
I legit, Maggie, turned to me and told me, and I was like, "There's no way. I have to see it. I don't believe that he would do something like that without even warning us."
Yeah, I was taken aback.
But he did.
He did
do it.
Yeah.
He did.
But no.
I guess I'm just kind of warming up to it now.
I am too.
Yeah. It's okay.
It took a second.
Yeah.
Took a second, but.
It was just a very big change, and we weren't prepared
for
it at all.
No. And the thing is, so Father Rob said it was for summer and also for the marathon that he was running. And the thing is, though, he had said he usually shaves every summer, he says. he said. But he didn't shave last summer because he was transitioning into St. Boniface and he didn't want to shave it, like be the new guy that shaved. And so he didn't. So we've only ever known him
with a beard.
With a beard.
Yeah.
And it so this was just very
jetsling.
Jetsling. Mm-hmm. But don't get us wrong, Father Rob. We love the new shaved look now, but it's just not the same as we knew.
Yeah.
We're done throwing fits. We're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forgive you.
We're over it.
Yeah.
And we forgive, we accept you. And we love you still. Yes.
I can't say, I am though. I will say I'm excited for when you grow the beard back.
Yes. Me too.
Yes.
For sure.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. I really hope we don't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I know. And it's not, it was honestly just like out of nowhere is right, the thing that got me.
That's the thing that got us is because, just, and
it was a shock.
We Kenzie remembers, she told us, and she told us this story of Father Rob asking the kids at St. Boniface if they thought he should shave his beard or not. And they said no. Yeah. And so I was expecting him to keep it because he asked St. Boniface what they thought. So I guess it was just a surprise.
Yeah. It's okay. We're okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But we're over it, though.
We're right over it.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're fine. Fine.
Fine. All right. Fun and fresh. So, as we mentioned before, our weekend was full of really good food. So, first off, we started in Springfield. And there's this little place called Bun Gourmet. Oh my goodness, let me tell you guys, it's so good. So it's a coffee / candy / dessert place. Mm. Very, very good. Gourmet describes it. It's gourmet. It's really, really good. They have many different kinds of things, cakes, cheesecake, ice cream, but what we got was called an atomic. So an atomic is cake, like regular, what you know, cake, on top of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. To die for.
What'd you ladies think?
Cookies and cream.
Yeah, cookies and cream. It was so
good.
Yeah.
We died a little bit.
Yeah. We split it. The huge. Everybody take a bite. Pass it around.
I love that
how
way
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We even split the little mini Oreo on top.
Mm-hmm.
Each took a bite.
It worked.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah. Incredible.
Truly incredible. So, yeah, if you're ever in Springfield, definitely try out Bun Gourmet for a fun little dessert time. Mm-hmm. Next, Portillo's. So, I had never had Portillo's before this weekend.
Me neither.
This was my, I don't even know what time I've had Portillo's.
Nice.
Being there, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, growing up in Chicago. And especially, there was one right down the street from my high school, near the end of my high school career. So, many a times after practice would be a Portillo's dinner kind of night, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. So that was kind of exciting introducing you guys to.
Loved it.
I had a great experience.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your favorite part?
The cheese fries were really good. But I really loved everything.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere, the music. Oh so
great.
Fun.
Yeah. Great.
And they're all like that too. Like
with awesome. The I love
style.
The unity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Solid.
I really like the fact that they had Barks root beer.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not a soda drinker. Not at all. But Barks root beer, I will get that anytime. That is good.
Yeah.
So, definitely my favorite. And if you guys don't know, Portillo's is kind of famous for their Chicago-style hot dog, Kenz?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a good hot dog.
It was a good hot dog.
Solid.
So, another 10 out of 10 recommendation. And finally, oh, no, just kidding, not finally. So, also in Champaign, well, Urbana, was Mary Ann's. This is like your typical down-to-earth, good old greasy diner. So we went there on Sunday morning.
Wow.
An experience. We split some chocolate pancakes.
Split a chocolate shake.
Yeah, we had a lot of food this weekend.
We had a variety.
They had, ordered chicken, country fried steak with white gravy. So
Maggie's having good. A moment.
Sorry, it was so good. And I got to introduce these girls to it. They'd never had it. And so it was a really proud moment when I got to give them a bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And the coffee? Mm. Classic diner coffee. So good.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. So 10 out of 10 just good diner food.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's craving good diner food, go to Mary Ann's. And that's Mary, like Merry Christmas. And then.
Yeah.
And then finally, the U of I Newman Center. So I have a friend that lives there, actually, and she's told me a bit about it. But going there was a whole new experience. It's so gorgeous. Their so chapel beautiful. Is like a mini cathedral. And it's their dorm is actually attached to Newman. So they have a whole Newman dorm, a whole Newman dining hall. It was awesome. It was so beautiful. And everyone we encountered there was super, super sweet.
Yeah. And we felt a little bad because we're like, we're really jealous of yeah. their Newman Center. But no, it was really good. And we just loved how they had everything right there and just accessible. Anytime they just want to go pray, they can pray, and it's all right there. And so that was just really cool. And it was really cool to see that they have such a big community there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Catholic college students.
Yeah, it was also just really cool seeing a different aspect of Newman, like, because all that I really know right now is, like, what we have here. Because right. I didn't even know mm-hmm. about Newman before I came here. So, like, all I really know is our Newman Center. It was really cool seeing that, too, and also recognizing how strong our community here is to the point like, we don't have certain resources, but we're still so close together.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So I think that's what the most beautiful thing about seeing is that, like, that was great and gorgeous that, like, they have these things, but it's also really cool to look at, like, what we have.
Right. And, like, what we've made here. It, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, striving for the future, what we can.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. A really good example, but definitely made us grateful for what we have. Our super strong community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Thank you, Mary Rose.
Of course.
Okay, and now I'm going to just, like, I don't know what I was going to say. But kind of, like, I was going to say pause the show, but I'm not pausing the show. I'm just adding a little bit of something here. So I have a... I'm in a class this year called Reasoning and Argumentation, and I had to pick a controversial topic, and part of my project is that I have to do a community outreach project for this final presentation that I have to do. And so I basically have to pick something, a way to reach people and talk about my issue, my topic, my argument. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity to talk about it here on the show because I know we have lots of listeners that would maybe be interested in this topic or want to know more. And so I actually picked the topic of birth control, and we had to narrow down our topic to like a specific one-line statement. And so basically my argument is that women need to be more aware of the side effects of birth control, more aware about what they're putting in their body and all the risks that can come from that. And I'm kind of pushing for doctors to stop prescribing birth control for just all these different health issues that have nothing to do with birth control, what the means of birth control. So I actually picked up, just to like inform you, I thought this was a cool little concise packet. I actually found it at, shout out to U of I's Newman Center. I found this brochure that says the birth control pill, why are doctors using it as a primary treatment for women's health? So that's really kind of everything that encompasses my argument because it lists here the side effects. And so I just wanted to real quick take a moment and let the listeners know all these different side effects that can come of taking birth control and the pill and all the different uses that doctors prescribe it for that maybe they should stop prescribing it for. So they have side effects listed here as initial side effects. So it could be nausea, dizziness, cyclic weight gain, edema, which is swelling, breast fullness and tenderness, and breakthrough bleeding. Then we have serious side effects, which include strokes and clots, hypertension, migraines, headaches, depression, hepatocellular adenoma, which is a fancy word for liver tumors, gallbladder disease acceleration, and then other things that can come of this pill is acne, excess hair growth, increased appetite, itching, and carbohydrate intolerance. So that is just a concise list of what can happen if you're on this pill. And basically, I just wanted to make a disclaimer because I have a lot of friends who have been on birth control that after they got on it, like they went on it for acne or something, their doctor prescribed them birth control, and then they started having really bad mental health issues, and it was all because of this pill. And basically, you're just putting these synthetic hormones into your body. And a big point this brochure made, which I thought was really important, was that basically what the pill does is when the doctor's prescribing the pill for all these different health issues is that they're just masking the symptoms. So they're not curing or solving any of your health issues. They're just masking it so that you don't notice it. And then that can later cause issues that are worse. So it's going to cause, it could cause infertility later. It could lead to different types of cancers, different diseases like heart disease, breast cancer, uterine cancer, polycystic ovarian disease. So like all these different things that you don't even, they don't even tell you, you don't even realize when you're going on this birth control pill. So long story short, just be aware of what you're putting in your body and make sure you're doing research and you're really, I don't really know how to say this, but it's a controversial issue. But I just want to spread awareness for all the different side effects that could come of it. Personally, I don't think anybody should be on any type of birth control, but that is just my opinion. They talk a lot, too, in this packet about how there's this thing called, I don't know if it's NA or just NAY. It looks like NAPRO, NAPRO technology. I'm not sure if that's exactly how you say it. But basically, it is a new way of, they call it alternatives to using the birth control pill. So it's a new medical science that has been developed that allows us to not only have a viable alternative to birth control pill, but a better approach to treating the disorders of the reproductive system. So it says this is this new educational technology developed by Dr. Thomas Hilgers at the Pope Paul VI Institute has allowed women to unlock the mysteries of the menstrual cycle. And it says it allows women to monitor and maintain their procreative and gynecological health. And it has been developed for over 20 years and continues to challenge the medical science to demand better care for women and the diseases that affect their fertility. So it's just a natural way of like tracking your cycles and just not putting any of that bad stuff into your body. So I don't really know what else to say. If you ladies have any thoughts you want to add, but that is my two cents.
Very informative. Thank you. Very good.
Thank you.
I think that's good. And I think people definitely need to be more aware of the side effects that it has, because I think it is thrown around more than it should necessarily
be. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just the amount of young people I know that are on it, that go on it not even for birth control reasons, but literally for acne. And then, first of all, it can cause those crazy mental side effects that are awful. But then you also later in life, what if you, and then you, when you try to get pregnant and then you're going to have infertility issues, that's awful. And it could have been, you could have just not been on it altogether. So.
There you go. Yeah,
cool. I think you're very bold for saying this on
air. Thank you. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know if any of that was coherent.
But yeah, no, for sure. It was very
good. Okay. I think people definitely need to hear it.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And, oh, and I just disclaimer, too. I don't want to offend anyone that's using birth control either. That's not my point. I just want to spread awareness for the different side effects and just for people to be aware. And if you're maybe experiencing some of these side effects and you're on birth control, maybe talk to your doctor and try to adjust your treatment. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. Okay, now on to our topic for today. So we were brainstorming before the show, and we were kind of struggling what we wanted to talk about. But I really love what we came up with. So we decided that we wanted to kind of do an overview of different ways that we've grown this year, different things that we have gone through or that we've learned about ourselves compared to ourselves a year ago. So we have several different main point topics that we're just going to start with, and then we're just going to go from there. So you ready, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Born ready.
All right. So first and foremost, I think we all have grown immensely in our faith. We still, of course, have so much more to grow. And we're always growing. We're never going to stop growing. But in our faith, we've just, this environment that we've been around, surrounded by, and the people we've been surrounded by this year have just given us the opportunity to really grow and push ourselves in going deeper into our faith. And so you want to just jump right in, ladies? What, any thoughts come to mind?
Yeah. One thing that comes to my mind is my mom telling me, she said, honestly, when you went away to college, I was a little scared that you were just going to stop going to Mass. And I said, you know what? Honestly, same. I wasn't super strong in my faith when I left for college. I loved it, and I appreciated it, and I knew it was good, and I should follow it, but I wasn't super into it. But coming here, whoa, total 360. I never would have thought I would have, or I would be on a podcast talking about my Catholic faith.
Yeah, same.
Going to Mass multiple times a week, adoration, doing the rosary willingly. But now I just see the complete beauty in our faith. And like we talked about before, just the community here, it helps so much because you see everyone else growing in their faith and worshiping in such beautiful ways. And you can't help but appreciate and see, like, okay, it's good and it's real and it's holy. And there's no reason that it wouldn't be good. But I've just seen definitely myself a total, like, 360. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you girls, but...
Yeah, definitely same. Like, I guess I mentioned earlier, like, going into it, I didn't even know, like, the Newman Center was a thing anywhere. Like, I just didn't know it existed. And I knew coming in that I wanted to keep going to Mass on Sunday just because, like, that's always kind of been a part of our routine. And it's just like, oh, and I kind of took it as like, oh, that's just part of the deal. We go to Mass on Sunday. Like, that's just what it is. And then, like you said, like, willingly, like, it turned into willingly, like, wanting to go to Mass because it just brought me joy. And I felt so comfortable where it was, you know? And so... I think that's super cool, and a lot of it was the community aspect that we felt at the Newman Center, like, after the barbecue that we had the first night, or after the first Mass. It's just, like, knowing that these people are so pure and so wanting to get to know me, like, just helped me strive that much more to have that, you know? Mm-hmm, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think this year has been crazy to me with my faith in the fact that I think I kind of went into college kind of thinking, I think I got this figured out, you know? I kind of had that attitude. I had heard about the Newman Center. I knew there was a Newman Center here. I didn't know much about it, but I knew I wanted to be a part of it. And so going that first night, I didn't know what to expect. I wanted to like it, but I really wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if I was going to like the people there. I wasn't sure how I was going to fit in. I was kind of nervous. But just that first night, I knew I was going to love it. And just that whole, the whole atmosphere, like Kenzie said and Mary Rose, like, it was just so nice to see these people that were your age and were like you, that were practicing the faith and that were so passionate about it. And I think something with my faith I've learned is, like, just how much I didn't know that I thought I knew about my faith coming in, and how much it was kind of flipped on its head in all reality. Like, I was pretty confident on some things, and this year has shown me, like, no, like, you need to really look at certain things and, like, what do you believe and what do you still need to grow in and what areas are you struggling in? And I just have found it really humbling to, like, kind of be like, okay, yeah, I don't know everything I thought I knew. Mm-hmm. And that's just given me the opportunity to then want to learn more and then, like, use resources like we have Robin and Sean and Father Rob and just everyone, like all our peers. We have the amount of book recommendations I've gotten to, just like the books that I can read on my faith, is amazing. And I love that. And so I'm just so excited to just continue the journey of growing in it. But I don't know if you guys have any other thoughts, but
one thing definitely I've seen is how much we learn from each other. Mm-hmm. I didn't really realize that was a thing until I don't know, recognized it. But yeah, it's beautiful because we put it into each other's like own terms and do it with like each other's situation. So if one person is struggling with one thing, another will come in with you know, this wise words of wisdom to help each other using their faith. And it's just beautiful going about it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess I've never really been one to talk about my faith in a way. Like, I've never thought it was something that you talk about or right, like same. Ask for help in, you know. I thought it was just like kind of a journey you're on your own, and like
yep.
It is what it is and whatevs, you know. And it's so much more than just whatevs.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I think that's super cool. And the fact, like you were saying, like using our resources and just learning from each other, because like I remember walking in and like seeing the wisdom and the knowledge that was already in this building, like of the dome, and like of each person, and how much each person was just like willing to talk to me about certain things and willing to share. And it didn't come from a like a point of comparison, like, oh right. I'm not like, and right, you right, definitely right. have those feelings of like, oh whoa, like shoot, am I even Catholic, you know, like,
right, I'm not Catholic enough,
right, yes. Yeah, that feeling. But like it wasn't in a negative way at all. It was more so like, I want that, and so I'm gonna get that by asking questions and by learning more about other people's faith in order to grow in my own, is like kind of the approach that I took from it. So I'm really excited, and like the fact that this is literally just the beginning, like it's just starting. Yeah,
tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think another specific thing that I was not good at all before coming to college was reading the scriptures and reading the stories in the gospel, and just having the opportunity to dive into that in some of our small groups and doing our book study, our women's book study on Thursdays, has really like given me a new perspective on the Bible and an appreciation for it. Because I think before it was always kind of scary. Like I didn't really know where to begin. I didn't really understand it all. I would get caught up in some of the details and just be like, okay, I'm totally lost. I have no idea what I'm even supposed to take from this. But just learning how to do like the Lectio Divinas and just picking out those lines that stand out to you and then relating that to your life, I think has been super, super transformative in how I pray and how I pay attention in mass to the gospels and to the homily. And it just like makes it all more real. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys noticed that or if you have any thoughts.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. One of my favorite things to do is Lectio Divina now. And I didn't even know that was a thing. You know?
Yeah. Like,
yeah. So yeah, it's really cool.
So if you haven't done it, if you haven't heard of it, you guys check it out, look it up, how to do it, and it's really, really awesome. So
yeah, and it's awesome to like do with a group, because then you hear other people's things, because there are times that like you won't really like hear anything that like sticks out to you, but then somebody says something, you're like, shoot, yeah, and then it like points something else out to you. So that's really cool.
Or it's really cool, I think, to see what sparks other people that didn't maybe spark you, but it sparked them, and you're like, wow, yeah, that totally makes sense, and like I didn't even pick up on that. So yeah, I think that's always really cool. Any other thoughts on faith before we move on?
So,
I'm sure we'll have more throughout the show.
Oh, yeah. I think they all kind of, like, overlap.
Definitely.
To faith. Okay, so, our second point we wanted to bring up was our priorities and how our priorities have changed, how they've grown. Our thoughts on that.
Tying into faith. Faith has definitely become a much bigger priority to me since coming here. I don't know. It's
yeah, I know.
I don't know what
but
to
like
say.
I know exactly what you're thinking though. Yeah. Like I know that feeling of that. Like it's so crazy that like I never thought I would, in between my classes on Monday and Wednesday, go pray a rosary or go to mass.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or just and, go like, to the chapel by yourself.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And like there, it definitely over wow, I realized that, of course, like there would be times where I was feeling like, oh, I could really watch Netflix right now, but I'm really not supposed to, and it would probably be better if I went to the chapel, or if I called someone up and like asked if we could pray a rosary or something, you know. And so like I think that's really cool, and something that has kind of stuck it with me, and we were talking about on the other episode about after WOW, is the fact that like there are certain things that we don't need to be doing, and my priority now has changed in the point where that I recognize those things and know that I can use my time wisely in the way of even studying. So like even going from like in a time where my priority is set to my faith, and then I have times where my priority is set to I need to study because this, and then I, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because we are, like we mentioned in an earlier episode, we are called to be students, and this is where we're supposed to be, and this is where God needs us to be, and doing our homework is how we can grow closer to Him in certain moments, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. And for priorities with me, it's been crazy to see that when I have my priorities in line and I have my time managed in my priorities, how much more time I have than I ever thought I did. Mm-hmm. Because in high school, I was involved in things, but I was never one of those people that wanted to be involved in everything. And I really kind of like needed my time to just, you know, like I have this activity, but then that's going to be that. And then I have my homework and I'm going to pray before I go to bed. But I'm going to have like a lot of free time to myself because I need that time to decompress. And I just didn't really, my day was filled with a lot of stuff that I didn't need to really be filled with. But coming here, it's funny because like, I know my roommate Emily, she's like, "Hey, you're always so busy. Like, how do you have time for everything?" And it's crazy because in high school, I would be freaking out if I was in everything. If I was doing everything I do right now, I would be like, I would blow up. I would blow up. And so it's been crazy just to see how when you put faith as a priority and you put everything that goes around faith in your priority and then all your schoolwork right with that, how much, even if your day is filled, it's filled with good things and you're not wasting your time and you have time to do what you need to do. And the other stuff you don't really miss because you're filling it with all these good things and you're being productive and you're not just wasting it watching Netflix all day, you know? So I've just like learned that when your priorities are in line, you have time for the good things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I completely agree. Definitely seeing how when you do put faith as number one, everything else just falls into place very well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember freshman retreat. I was talking to my mom and I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna go. I remember this because
we almost didn't go.
We had two tests, I think, the next
the
week.
First two
I
college
remember
exams.
That too.
Yeah. We had biology and Chem.
Yeah. So I was super scared. I was like, I can't. I have to stay back and study. And my mom said, "You know what? If you go, you're going to receive so many blessings and so much grace. You're going to do great on this test." And I did, because I did go to the retreat, and it was I'm so glad I did.
I can imagine
that was the kind of start.
Yeah.
Like the FRLs.
Right. Yeah. I can't imagine not going to that retreat. Like, I honestly, if I didn't go on that retreat, who knows if I'd even be sitting here doing this show. Like, I don't know, because we really got close that weekend, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, because I don't know without that weekend if I would have felt as much of a belonging and community as I did. Because I really feel like after that weekend was when I was like, oh, my goodness, I love these girls, I love this community, and I want to keep getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really a game changer. And it's crazy, like you said, like, yeah, we almost didn't go. Because I remember I was like, Mary Rose, I'm not going to go if you don't go. And you're like, okay. And so she's like, okay, I'll let you know. I was like, okay. And then I remember us both being like, yeah, I feel like maybe we should just go.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Yeah,
I remember being surprised to see you guys in the dome that morning.
Really?
Because I remember the Newman night before. And, like, I think the answer was leaning towards very much so no. Like, I knew that look on your guys' face. And, like, you were sitting across the table. I remember this vividly, both of you.
That's
and I was
so
like,
funny.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys, like, going on the, are you guys going on the retreat? And you're like, yeah, I mean, we have a test, and, like, first test of the year, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you guys should really go. Like, it'll be fun. And I was like, they're not going to go. But then you guys showed up, and it was really exciting. And I'm really glad that you guys ended up going.
I'm so glad we went.
It's definitely crazy how things work out so well. Just one little thing, and everything's changed.
Yeah. For real life.
Yeah. And I especially remember that one night, I don't know, I think it was just me, Maggie, and Gianna, and we were talking. I don't know where it was. You might have been there for a little bit, but then didn't stay as long. But we were up, like...
Oh, I do remember this. Really, this was right before spring break. Yeah. We had all those tests.
Yeah. And then, like, we stayed up, like, super late, and the plan was to go to the library and study. But we had this, like, very deep conversation that kind of needed to happen.
Oh, it definitely needed to happen. It was
crazy. It was so funny. Like, we were, like, in the car, and we were driving back, and someone was like, yeah, we probably should have studied. And Gianna just, like, looked over and was like... No, like, nights like this, you don't forget.
Yeah.
So, like, and it's so true that, like, and I'm sure everything worked out exactly the way it needed to, because I don't remember anything ever.
Yeah, I don't remember being ever, like, being like, oh, my gosh, I did terrible. Like,
right. Yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah, it was such a good, like, when you have those conversations, those meaningful conversations, I've just found of faith when maybe I'm supposed to be studying, but I get into this deep conversation about my faith with you girls, because it happens a lot. But I find that I'm not stressed out, that I'm not studying. Because
I completely agree.
I would totally, in high school, if I would do that, I'd be like, the whole time I'd be having the conversation, I'd probably just be thinking about what I'm not getting done or stressing about, since I'm not studying, like, how I'm going to do on the test. But, like, now it's like, I'm not stressed out one bit when I'm talking about my faith or when I'm doing anything faith related. And it's just crazy.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, yeah. If anyone's stressed out, just get involved in your faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not to say, like, all our stress is gone, because, no, there are moments. But.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it easier.
Yeah.
All right. So, wait, what even was that? Was that priorities? That was priorities. Sorry, everyone. Okay, third one we have that's fitting for our show is boldness. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I never really thought, that wasn't something I used a lot, being bold in high school. Never really thought about it. Never really meant anything to me. Never really thought I was a bold person.
Yeah, no, not my brand.
No, no. Sure. That was just too much for me. I was like kind of just a sit back, watch other people do things, you know, keep my mouth shut. Never would have thought I'd be here on the show talking about this right now. But I've found boldness is so important. Mm-hmm. And you have to, and I found that it's not like one way, one definition of bold. It doesn't mean you have to sit in front of a microphone and talk to people about your faith. It doesn't mean you have to be bold and like do some crazy extravagant thing that's totally different and scary. Bold can literally just be having a conversation with one of your friends that needs to happen. It can be maybe being quiet when you're upset and not overreacting. It can be, I don't know, it can be all kinds of things. Any thoughts, any words, anything you've learned about boldness?
Yeah, I guess the main thing that I notice is how easy being bold can be when you surround yourself with others that are willing to be bold in the same way.
Ooh,
you know?
That's good, yeah.
So, like, I've never felt more comfortable, like, going up to when we were passing out flyers for Ash Wednesday Mass. Like, that was something that, yeah, it took a lot for me to step out of my comfort zone and, like, go out and just even, like, hand someone a flyer and explain to them what it was for. But the fact that we were there together and, like, in the same team with the same goal made it so much easier and so much better and, like, so much more fruitful from that one situation.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just found completely what Kenzie was saying, just not being afraid to show that I am Catholic. Because coming to college, that is the last thing I thought I was gonna be like proud to say, you know. I thought, oh, I'm gonna get judged for being Catholic, so and so. But it's the complete opposite, you know. Just we found embracing it, and by embracing your faith, you do just receive the boldness. And not being afraid to show who you are and show the graces that you receive from your faith. But no, I love the example you gave, Kenzie, because that was so true. That was a very intimidating thing to do at first.
So scary, yeah.
But yeah, being in a team and just knowing that it's okay, it's good. What we're telling them is true and good. So. Yeah.
And, like, I don't know about you guys, but I've never been more excited to wear my ashes on my forehead.
Yeah.
Ever. Oh, like, literally, this year I was just so pumped to walk around with that on my forehead. Just like you were saying, just proud to be Catholic. Like, I've never had that feeling before. And, like, it all comes from surrounding yourself with, like, such great resources and such great people. that, like, there's nowhere else that I'd rather be than, like, with you guys, right, and doing this thing and, like, you know, mm-hmm, that's, yeah, that feeling.
And you see, I think, like, what makes it so great is you see all the goodness that it has made in your own life and you just want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see the joy that it's brought you and the friends, the people that it's brought you and the experiences that you wouldn't have without it. And you just, you're like, oh my gosh, everyone needs this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives you the courage to pass out those flyers, to have your ashes on your forehead, when before it would just be like, I don't really want to talk about it, or I'm just, yeah, going to hide this. But it's like, no, you, like, you see the importance of it. And yeah, I'm not going to say, like, it's easy, because mm-hmm, it's not. It's, no, still scary. But I find that when I do one thing, like when I passed out one flyer, like, then it wasn't so scary to pass out that second one. Yeah, there was still fear there. There was still a little bit of scared, like, nerves, but when you do it once, it's easier to do it a second time. And when you make one bold move, it's easier to do the second bold move. And just, like, it just, like, keeps piling up until, like, you're just you and you're comfortable and you're confident in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even, like, you brought up the idea of, like, being on this radio show. Like, this is so bold. Giving mm-hmm. us props. But, like, I would never imagine ever doing something like this in my life, especially revolved around my faith.
Oh, yeah. I would,
you know,
if you would have told me this a year ago, I would have laughed. I would have said, you're joking, that's funny, what the heck. Yeah, I wouldn't believe it, wouldn't believe it. But I can't also, like, I can't imagine not doing it,
right
yes, completely.
So like, it's so, it's like easy too. It's not even like something like I feel like is work or stress, or like, it's just fun. And I just feel like it's so good and we're doing good. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just fun, like, being authentic and not. And honestly, I feel like I've never been able to say that I didn't really care what people think. But, like, at this point, like, I feel like we're just doing this for us. And I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just us sitting down and, like, talking about what's on our heart and hopefully, like, reaching out to someone who wants to hear it, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's really cool.
And I think even while we're on the boldness topic, and I don't know, maybe our listeners disagree, but just my own opinion from where we started the show, from episode 1 to episode 18 right now, I think there's been so much growth.
Oh, yeah.
Because
completely.
I think when we started that first episode, we thought faith was going to be just like one thing we talked about, but like, it wasn't going to be the main focus. Like, I remember us sitting down and talking about what we wanted the show to be. And I remember we said we wanted it to be about faith, but that was just, like, one part of it.
Yeah.
But when we started doing it, like, I think by the third, fourth episode, we're like, no, like, this needs to be, like, the main focus. And then other things are going to tie into it, but this is going to be, like, the center. And I think that's how you have to live your life, you know?
Yeah.
But that's really what the show, it has really evolved into something really beautiful, and I love it. And that first episode, I can't imagine. I would never imagine, like, it would be here, what it is today.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So I think that was just bold and crazy in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next topic. Friendship. This has been huge, 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 huge. I remember going into college, thinking and praying for good friends, good faithful friends. But in my mind, I was like, I'm going to be lucky if I can find one friend that I can connect to with my faith. And, like, I'll be happy with that. Just one friend. Like, that's all I want is one friend. And boy, did God surprise me with you two ladies and all the other great, beautiful, wonderful freshman ladies and all my other great friends at Newman. Everyone at Newman has been incredible and, like, beyond my wildest dreams, expectations, everything. And I just am so grateful, and just the friendship that we have has been very, like, fruitful. And I just find that our friendship, like we said, like, when you have God at the center of our friendship and we're able to share our faith, we're able to pray together, our friendship is that much more stronger. And we were talking this weekend, like, yeah, we can be so, so goofy and silly and, like, kind of dumb. Like, people really probably weird. Think we're really strange and crazy. But we can be doing that 1 minute, and then the next minute we have this beautiful deep conversation about our faith, and they're both beautiful in their own ways, but it's so amazing that we can have that together. Because I feel like in my mind it was like, I can't have both. Like, I'm gonna have my crazy goofy friends that are just like super fun to be around, but then I'm gonna have like my friends from church, and like we're gonna have like all these great conversations, but outside of church I'm probably not going to hang out with them much. Mm-hmm. But just to have you guys like in every part of my life has been such a blessing, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I hope you know that like it goes the same with like for me in the same situation where you put it so beautifully in the way that I thought the same thing, where it was like, yeah, faith over here, mm-hmm. friends over here. You know, I thought it right. just never really collided. It was just like, these are my church people and these are my people. Church people. but yeah, Newman has like proven that so wrong in the way, and I think that's exactly the aspect that brought me in, is the fact that I saw the passion that went into Mass when I was there, but then I also saw like the love that everybody shared for each other outside of it, and like all the laughs that were shared there too. So I think that's awesome and super important in us like as evangelists. And, like, spreading the faith for next year, the new freshman coming in, is the fact of just not hiding that aspect of it because it's so important.
Yeah. Like, be authentically our goofy selves. Like,
right.
Crazy yes. and all.
Exactly.
But, like, they need that. Mm-hmm. They'll, like, that's going to be so welcoming to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think similar to, I mean, both of you, automatically, I felt so comfortable with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've known each other for just not even a year. That is crazy. So crazy. But it feels like we've honestly known each other forever. And it's just the whole aspect of, yes, bringing faith into the center of our friendship. It's just, we all radiate it to each other. And it's just so fruitful and so beautiful and so comforting and lovely. And it's just so awesome. And I couldn't ask for anything better. With college being definitely a challenging time, for you as a person, you as a student, it's just, I'm so thankful to have you girls and everyone at Newman just kind of like fall back on and know just like everyone is always there, always going to be there, no judgment.
Just oh, beautiful. That's huge. Right. The no judgment is a huge thing, because and especially faith playing a role into that is a lot of my friendships before coming to college, it was always like part of me was scared to share my faith. Yeah. Or part of me was scared of being judged for saying a certain thing or believing a certain thing. But coming here is like, I'm not scared of what people think. I'm not scared that I'm going to say the wrong thing, that I'm going to ask the wrong question or whatever, because everyone is so kind and so welcoming and so understanding. And that's just so beautiful to have, because that's what makes it, because you're not going to be able to grow in your faith as a community if you're worried that you're going to be judged or that you're going to do the wrong thing. And that's just been so beautiful to have in this friendship and so freeing, I think.
Yeah, because that's the exact reason why I came in so low on the faith scale, you know, was the fact of that I feel like I should know the answer to this question, so I'm just not going to ask it because I don't know and I'm scared what people are going to think, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what's so cool about this community is exactly that, where like, you don't have to be scared to ask a question, because one, either somebody has that same exact question and like are going to ask it later on too, or two, like everybody knows the answer and can share such great knowledge to you in order for you to give a great answer to those who don't know the answer to that question before, like after you.
And everyone's so happy to give the answer.
So willing.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. You don't know. No, it's like, oh my goodness. Okay, let me tell you. Like, it's always so exciting.
Right.
And that's so refreshing.
Yeah. I just love that we're all growing together and helping each other grow and just being happy seeing the growth with each other.
And this is something so fun that I always think about, because it's so true. And I don't think I've ever told you guys this. Maybe I have. But I remember, it was first semester for sure, but it was still like the first couple months of school. I remember I would see you guys around, and I would see all different Newman people around when I was walking to classes, and I'd have some of my friends with me from my hallway. And I remember one of my friends, she would say to me, she was like, Maggie, what the heck? And I was like, what? She was like, every time you see your friends from church, they're so nice. Like, everyone is so nice. Like, how can they be so nice? And I'm like, yeah, they are so nice. And I'm so grateful for them. She's like, yeah, that's, like, awesome. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. But, like, just to see somebody, like, from the outside just noticing that, that's just so genuine. And people see that and they notice that and they want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That reminds me. Holy Thursday, I was planning to just go to Mass and then go back after and study or whatever because I was stressed about something. But I decided to go ahead and do adoration, and then we hadn't got ice cream after Mass as well. So I did the whole thing, and I came back. And my roommate was like, oh, like, did you have fun? I was like, yeah, I did. And she said, I think that is great that you went ahead and did all of that, because every time you come back from Mass, Newman, adoration, anything, she says, you are so happy, and you just seem so calm. So I think definitely people see the joys that we get out of church and each other.
And then they want that, and they're going to ask. Yeah, I've had friends, it's been such a blessing. Some of my friends who haven't been to Newman or aren't Catholic ask me about my faith and, like, want to come. And that's so cool, because it's like, oh, my goodness, like, it's like, I'm sharing this, and it's, people want to be a part of it, and that's what we're all about, and it's so cool to see.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way to showcase your faith, is through your own joy and your own happiness.
Oh yeah, that's, like, what's going to get people more than anything. Mm-hmm. All right, so our final topic on growth this year is self. So that's a big one that I think we could talk about for a long time. But what are just some things about yourself, some qualities, some things you didn't expect, or maybe good and bad about yourself, what you've learned or what you're working on? Anything come to mind?
I guess, like, the main thing that comes to mind is something recently that I've been wrestling with, and I feel like I'm going to wrestle with for a long time, is just recognizing and accepting the fact that I don't know myself, I guess.
Same girl.
That's a huge thing.
That's been huge lately.
Yeah.
I got, like, aware of my unawareness.
Yeah.
Myself, you know? Like, I'm now aware of how much I don't know myself. Yeah. And it's scary.
It is. But we're in this together.
Yeah, for sure. But I think there's some beauty in that, because in the how scary it is not knowing yourself, it makes you want to know yourself that much more, you know? And so it makes you want to keep striving for the knowledge and for the growth. And yeah, I think it's beautiful, even though it's scary.
Yeah, I agree. I love, even though it's hard, but just being kind of thrown into the deep end with college, going away from home, going away from your comfort zone. I remember sobbing the night before moving in, telling my mom, like, I'm so scared. I don't want to leave home. Don't want to leave my room. Don't want to leave my friends. But honestly, just being here, I have grown so much of myself, in, like, confidence and just being okay with being who I am. But also the aspect of realizing, okay, yeah, I have a lot to grow in with myself. But I definitely think just being kind of pushed out and be like, okay, you're on your own and you kind of figure this out. It's really good and it's healthy, even though it is terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to get kind of deep, but it's been on my mind, so I'm going to share. But something, and this is self and, I don't know, I guess it's considered self, but something that's been, like, really, like, I've been wrestling with, and it's kind of really shaken me, like, to the core, of just how much I don't know, kind of about myself and about life, is how I feel, like, before coming to college, before, even just before this semester, really, how I viewed love and how it has kind of been wrong or tainted in a way, or tainted by other relationships that I've had, or by, like, the world's view of love. And just realizing, yeah, this is something so important, and that some people think are so simple, that it's not all that simple, and there are layers to it, and you don't even realize your own, like, you don't realize your preconceived notions that you have on it until you're tested in relationships and in your faith and going deeper and going to those places of your heart that maybe are hard to go to and that, like, you don't want to go to. But in realizing that maybe I don't know like, love is something that I think is so important, and it's, like, literally the, like, core of who we are as humans. And so to kind of be jitzled in the fact that, yeah, this is something I'm struggling in, and, like, I'm not maybe loving well all the time. And, yeah, I'm loving wrongly sometimes, and that's really hard to say, and it's really hard to swallow. But I think that's been something huge that I've realized that now I can grow in more and just continue to strive to be better in. So I don't know if you guys have found any relation to that, but
yeah. And it's so funny that, like, right when you, like, brought that up and you said the word love, like, I got that feeling, that, like, really weird, like, butterfly crazy feeling that we felt before our, like, authentic love versus imitation mm-hmm. love mm-hmm. episode, where, like, we were like, I don't know if we're saying the right things because mm-hmm. this is blah blah. Yeah. Like, I got that same exact feeling when you brought it up, because it has been such a common theme that's come up this year. And the fact that, like, even just recently, like, literally everything revolves around love.
Mm.
Like, we were made for love, we were made through love, we were made to love, you mm-hmm. know. So I don't know, it's crazy. It's a crazy thing that once you actually step back from, like, the clicheness of yes. what the world thinks love is.
Yeah, that's huge. You yeah. need to take that out of your brain. 100%. I mean, not out of, but yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Because and you kind of have to start from ground zero.
Yeah, seriously. And I think the great step is the step that we took, where, like, you sit down and you pray on it and you come up with your own definition of love. Because I feel like that definition is going to reveal so much to you. Like, I know it did for me. Mm-hmm. It was like I found myself describing things of, like, what I wanted love to be, and finding those things in my life that I never really realized, like, this is what this is, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's really cool. Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, love is definitely a big, big idea. Big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just the whole, I never thought of, and Sister Carolyn talked, Sister Carolyn sparked this, I think, this in me, but the whole aspect of there's giving and there's receiving in love
mm-hmm.
and just seeing how those are two different things, and you need both to love well.
Yeah,
you need to be able to give and you need to be able to receive. And that's just something that's been really huge and on my heart lately. But yeah, I don't know what to really say. I'm still, like, wrestling with all that, so I don't really have anything huge to say on that right now.
Well, I think that's a perfect way to, like, tie up everything that we've been saying, because I think everything that we've been explaining of, like, what we notice as far as changes go, like, showed love. So love is, like, giving yourself for another person, and I think that is for sure present in our friendships. Like, I can see that, like, in past friendships I've been, like, stood up or whatever, you know, like, that's just, like, the weird things that friends do, and, like, thinking that's what friendship is. But no, like, this is authentic friendship of, like, mm-hmm. always being there for someone. And then especially, like, in priorities, like, knowing your limits and knowing when it's time to sit down and pray, and knowing when it's time to, like, do what's best for yourself or do what's best for another person, and realizing what's, you know, in what situation. So I think that's the perfect word to sum up the realization that we've had throughout the year, of just recognizing true, like, authentic love in every aspect of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because yeah. I don't think we could have done any of these things in this list without love.
Right?
Nope. Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Yeah, but just definitely recognizing what love is and just wrestling with the idea of that and seeing where it comes into your life and accepting it and just loving.
All right. Well, anybody else have anything to say?
Enough said.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that was a big, I don't even know if any of that was coherent of what I was saying.
Yeah.
It was good. It was okay. Really good.
All right. Well, I'm going to move on before I make a fool of myself. No.
No.
I'm joking.
Not at all. Hush, hush.
Oh, Mary no. Rose keeps me in line.
Oh. Rose. Oh. Maggie's downing herself again.
No,
little one.
No.
Thanks, guys.
You are more beautiful than Cinderella.
That's my favorite Mary Rose line. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Okay, so we have...
we have a song for you. I'm sorry, I'm really slap happy right now. I think it was too. The brownie. Oh no, it wasn't. Just a regular brownie, okay? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Keep it in.
Yeah. Guys, this is, Father Rob, if you're listening, this was not like, I'm not lying either. This wasn't like an illegal drug brownie.
Just M&M's.
Just M&M's. It was from the mug. Okay.
The song
is called Life Changes. I'm sure you've heard it by Thomas Rhett, and we're so sorry. I'm so sorry, everyone.
So we hope you enjoyed the song. I'm sure a lot of you have heard it, but we just thought it was really fitting for the show. Really good message. And now we have our challenge. And our challenge for this week is to challenge yourself to go out of your comfort zone, and maybe you'll be surprised with what happens. So try something new or do something maybe that's a little bold that you're a little scared to do, because it might just turn out really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kenz, you got our Bible verse ready?
Sure do. Okay, so this is from Luke chapter 8, verse 14 to 15. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop.
Yeah. Boom. Deep.
Yeah, that was... I almost need to hear it again.
Do you want me to read it again?
No.
Okay.
No. But, sorry.
All right.
Fine. You can if you want.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Okay, we're so sorry again. Yeah, no. Really good.
I feel like
yeah.
It just fully encompasses what we're all about talking tonight.
Yeah. I like that it says the seed on the good soil. And, like... And I truly believe that, like, what we've been talking about is Newman is, like, being the good soil.
Yeah.
Oh, like, absolutely. Yeah. All the seeds planted in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny. I remember reading my devotional the morning before I moved in to college. And there was a little thing at the end of it. And it said, kind of, like, God is talking to you. And it said, I love that you love everything that is pure and holy and joyful. And by you loving that, you make me joyful. And I think that has rung so true throughout this entire semester, these both semesters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so just, I kind of have kept that in the back of my mind all throughout college, and it's so true. Just loving everything pure, good, and holy.
Yeah.
It brings nothing but the best.
Yeah, and that verse just reminds me, too, with the whole seed on good soil. It's just that whole idea, or the saying, I can't remember who said it, but just the saying of bloom where you're planted, you know? And just, we're here for a reason. We are given these people and these resources for a reason, and maybe not all of it is what we want it to be, or we want it to be better, or whatever, but we're just called to bloom and grow where we are and make the best of what we have.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, are any final words before we end in a prayer?
Oh, take it away.
All right, here we go. This prayer is called Paul's Prayer for Spiritual Growth. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as I trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong, and you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ through, though it is too great to fully understand, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of power, of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, as always, thanks for...
Oh, I keep messing up. I was thinking about messing up last time and I said I wasn't going to mess up.
You're just being authentic. It's okay.
I am.
No worries.
Excuse me, listeners. Let's try it again. Okay. As always,
it's been real and thanks for listening from...
Oh my gosh, I forgot my name. I forgot my name. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No worries.
It's Maggie, by the way.
Yeah, that's the name. Okay. It's been real. Thanks for listening from Maggie,
Mary Rose,
and Mackenzie.
And always remember
to be authentic,
be faithful,
and be bold.